Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Awakening to Abundance podcast. Okay, last week was really updating you, getting you to a place of understanding my love story that then turned into divorce and that whole progression and the awakening experience that started to come out of that. So I'm just reminding you, if you haven't seen that, that's episode 15 and 16. Gives a good foundation as we continue on in the podcast. So now you know what's personally happening in the background of my life. I want to share another Instagram Live that I do with Laura Pulsell. And we are getting ready to launch a program in 2023 when this Instagram reel is initially filmed. And it's all about alignment. And we've talked a little bit about alignment, but you're going to hear much more about that and what that looks like and how we can get into alignment when we've kind of fallen out of alignment and how normal it really is for us to go in and out of alignment. And essentially, alignment is something that as you continue to practice it, as you become more aware of when you're in it and when you're not, you will find that you are more aligned more of the time. So just like with everything, it takes practice. And also, the other theme is start where you are. We're continuing on that theme. I have done little to no editing of the actual Instagram Live with Laura. So again, wanting you to see that it does take that 10,000 hours of practice to get to mastery. And again, I am not saying that I'm in mastery just yet, but I am on my way, right? But I think we can often look at people that we admire and think that they were overnight sensations, when in reality, it takes that practice. Just like with everything. And you'll see that we're continuing to figure out the tech that we're going to be using for the program launch. And we're also collaborating, especially toward the end. You'll see I've made this huge list of what needs to be done in the launch and who's going to be doing that and how are we going to go about that. So it's a really great example of collaboration and masterminding as well as starting where you are and talking about alignment, right? There won't be any lesson at the end because, again, the meat and potatoes about alignment is the Instagram that was previously recorded. So I'm going to leave you with that. And as always, on Thursday, there will be another episode. And I hope that you have a wonderfully abundant week.
Good day.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm putting us live into the group.
Cool.
Yep. And I'm not going to look at it.
I believe
that is there.
There we go.
Okay. Good stuff.
Oh, you look lovely.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you.
So we have a good amount to talk about today. So do you want to just jump right into the Instagram stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
It's your turn to host.
Yes. So I'm going to mute my computer.
Sure.
I'll see you online. And so, whatever. That's good. Bye.
Okay, you there.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining me. I am going to bring up Laura. And Laura is a yoga instructor. And I think she's coming in right now. Hold on. Yes. And she's also getting her yoga training certificate as well, because she's going to become a yoga therapist. So that's really exciting. So we're really excited to have her. Here she is.
There. So nice to see you. I'm always very impressed when technology works and this video thing happens.
I know, right? And so glad to have you today.
I'm happy to be here and to talk about some good topics that enrich lives. That's always the goal, right? Just sharing the goodness.
Indeed. Okay. So let's get right into it. Today, we're talking about alignment. And so I first want to start off with what does alignment mean to you, Laura? And I'll talk some, and then we'll talk about some tips to stay in alignment, or when we get out of alignment, what we could do to get back into it.
Yeah. So I feel that alignment is an energetic state that we can live in where you reside within those good feeling emotions. And that's not to say you can't ever get angry or upset or lay down and cry for an hour, because heaven knows I love me to lay down and cry for an hour. That's one of my favorite things. But the idea is you want to kind of know where your train is driving. So you want to be on a train track that leads to what your heart is calling you to do. And if you notice that you end up on a wrong train track and you're headed right toward, you know, the cliff that the train's going to pop over on, like a Mission Impossible movie, then you want to make sure to switch lanes here and kind of, you know, go toward a different path. And you can do that through lots of ways that we'll kind of talk about. Do you have a similar definition?
Yeah, I think for me, at a very base level, being in alignment means being authentic, right? Like authentic to my true self, my kind of highest self, right? So and so that can really take on two meanings. When I was, you know, younger and I wasn't really doing as much spiritual work, it would have looked more like asking myself, what feels better in this moment, right? What feels like the gut answer that comes up, the automatic answer that comes into my mind? Because that's usually our first response is usually how we really feel about something. And then it's us kind of thinking about and having all of these thoughts that kind of overwhelm us afterward, like instantaneously afterward, that gets us kind of to think about, you know, well, how is, you know, so-and-so going to respond, or like, what does that impact have on all these other things, right? So I think at the very base level, it's about authenticity to self, and really listening to, you know, the response that comes up first. And then as I've done the spiritual work, for me, it takes on almost a new or deeper dimension into spirituality of, I feel like we all have a little bit of divinity inside us. So whether we call that the soul, we call that inner being, whatever it is, right? Higher self, as I mentioned earlier, really getting back into alignment of what feels good from an inner being standpoint, right? So not just how does my gut or intuition respond, but thinking even more broadly about who am I becoming? Who am I currently? And does this feel aligned fully, like spiritually in my body, everything? Is it a yes, or is it like a no, you know?
And there are a lot of yoga philosophies that absolutely agree with exactly what you're saying, that, you know, the reality is the spiritual energetic of your being. And then everything else is just an illusion. So you're gearing yourself then toward how much can I see that is the truth, and how much of the illusion can I brush aside? Mm-hmm. So yeah, yoga alignment.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. So do you have any tips either of staying in alignment, or when we get out of alignment, getting back into it?
Yes. So it's actually a really basic breathing technique that can help to get you from that fight or flight state of being back into the rest and digest state of being. So rest and digest is the opposite of fight or flight. If you feel that you're in danger, you're in fight or flight, you're breathing shallow, rapid breaths, you're thinking about how can I survive. When you switch over to rest and digest, then your body and your nervous system is fully feeling supported, held. And then from that state of mind, you can see and think clearly. So if you're about to enter into a situation where you need to be clear-headed, you need to be in alignment, you know, the ideal situation is getting yourself into rest and digest type of nervous system functioning. So the way that I like to do that is with the 4-6 breathing pattern, which means that you take smooth breaths in and out, but as you inhale, you mentally count to the number 4. And as you exhale, you mentally count to the number 6. And what that does, it lengthens the exhale. Because if you are in danger, like I said, there's rapid breathing. When your body knows that you're able to have a long, slow exhale, it signals like a cascading effect through your body and your nervous system that you are safe. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do those long, smooth breaths if you were in danger. So you're saying you're taking control of your breath in order to tell your nervous system that you are, in fact, okay. So if you want, we can take a couple of these breaths right now and I'll guide the count. Does that sound good?
Yes. Yes, please. Okay.
All right. So to begin, we'll take just a big full exhale, letting all of your air go. And then inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Take one more on your own, counting mentally. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes and breathing normally once again.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful.
Isn't it amazing how something so simple is so powerful? When our ego mind thinks, oh, well, if I'm going to feel better, it has to be hard. It has to be something I work at. And it's like, actually, if we can just breathe a little bit, we're okay.
Yeah. My gosh. I mean, I feel so much lighter already. And it's almost as if as I was breathing, everything was calming down to the point where even after I opened my eyes, I was able to take a deeper breath than I was taking previous to this, right? I mean, it's just so great.
Awesome. Good. I'm glad you had a good experience.
Yeah.
So what are you on getting back into alignment?
Yeah, I think for me, the first one is to really become aware, right? Like, be aware that you've kind of come out of alignment. And that's really the first step to being able to get back into alignment, right? Is you have to know that you're outside of it. So becoming aware, becoming that observer that says, you know, kind of gets into a present moment, or maybe there's something that kind of triggers it. Like you have a negative thought run through your mind, or you can feel your body kind of scrunching up, right? Or there's some resistance in either your thoughts or your feelings, or even like something that you're doing, right? Like maybe I'm picking something up that's really heavy, or I'm pushing really hard for something, or, you know, opening a cap, like of a jar or whatever. Sometimes I can feel like my mind is like, open the freaking jar. We need whatever's in here, right? And then it's like, okay, but I've literally hurt my hand now, like that I've done this so hard. And so instead of continuing to just try to open the jar, I'm going to become aware and then I'm going to stop it. And I'm just going to let it be for a second, let my hand kind of heal, right? And then try again. And so I think becoming aware of where we're having any sort of resistance is really the first one. Because when we're in resistance, we know that we're not in alignment, right? And then acknowledging it. And when I say acknowledging it, really doing so in a way that is non-judgmental, right? Because if I'm starting to acknowledge it
in a negative way. And I'm like, oh God, I'm out of alignment once again. You know, that's kind of the emotions that I'm feeling moving forward, right? So it's going to continue the momentum of being out of alignment because I'm judging myself negatively for being out of alignment. So when I can just accept the fact that, oh, hey, I notice I'm out of alignment, and that's okay. That's really when we kind of stop the momentum of, you know, whatever it is that we're thinking, doing, that is causing any resistance and being out of alignment. And then I can just let it go, right? I can just let it go. And that, I think, really has to occur first before we try to move back into alignment. We need to become aware. We need to acknowledge it, not judge it, and then let it go. And then from that space, we can move into what is actually going to put me back into alignment, right?
Oh, I love that. And you know what image came up for me is when you're talking about the strain of opening the jar and actually hurting your hand. You know, we get that same kind of pain when we try to force anything. Maybe we're trying to force an emotional something and we get emotional pain. It's like we're trying to force the jar, we get physical pain. We try to force something emotionally, we get emotional pain. So yes, that's where that non-judgmental piece comes in. It's like, okay, I'm aware and I'm not stepping into this from a place of judgment. It's from observation. So I think that's super, super brilliant.
Yeah. And so once we get to a place where the momentum isn't going anywhere, you know, we really are just aware of what's going on with ourselves. I like to become super present. And so in some ways that I do that are I will put on some music and dance, you know, and then or I'll take a walk. You know, I'll just be like, whatever's happening, you know, that I'm out of alignment, I'll just go for a walk, and then that will put me into an alignment again, right? Things we enjoy, meditation, right? Also, because sometimes the momentum of being out of alignment can be so intense that like it's not something easy where we can just put on some music and dance it out or walk sometimes, especially when we're dealing with things like with health and stuff, like, and there's physical pain, right? Sometimes we can't even do the walking or the dancing that like makes sense or feels good and usually does the trick to get us back into alignment. So meditation is really helpful with that too. And we've talked many times about how it doesn't have to be like a 3-minute thing. It could be literally 5 minutes of becoming present, closing your eyes and meditating, right? So those are kind of 3 things that I do that really put me back into alliance with my higher self and my true self and reminds me that there's joy in life, in the world, and that joy and feeling that joy and choosing to do something that brings me joy puts me back into alignment. So, yeah.
Great. I love that. Well, now I'm going to go get off this call and have a dance party. Is that okay?
I love that. Yes, absolutely. Well, and, you know, I'm so glad that we had this discussion because I think a lot of times we can really get down on ourselves when we get out of alignment. But I'm so glad we were able to talk about this and show that it's totally normal, right? And that there are literally things that we can do to get back into alignment. So with that being said, if any of you guys have any ways that you'd love to share how you get back into alignment with us in the comments, we'd love to read them and share with you in those kind of alignment makers, getting back into our alignment. So thank you so much for being here, Laura. I greatly appreciate it.
Right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. That you did the breathing exercise first. I realized I don't know. I'm definitely still, I'm 5 days out from my cycle and I'm definitely having a lot of those. And that's why I try to talk about physical stuff, even though it's not physical pain. But like, I definitely can get out of alignment a hell of a lot faster when I'm like in the emotions and the hormones of my cycle coming up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so even the fact that like we got on and I was like, we need to get down to business and not say anything. Like, how out of alignment is that shit? I was just like, oh, anyway. So I'm glad that you went because it was just like so much better after the breathing.
Yeah. All right, hold on 1 second. I'm going to put this, do this.
So then I have a question for you before we go on.
Yeah.
Do you do hashtags on yours?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Cool. Yay. What's your question?
So on Facebook right now, we're streaming in such a way that it's only showing the speaker at the time instead of the screen. Can you switch? Is it possible to switch that so that I could steal some video off later?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. And, that's really, yeah, that's something that I need to get into, the habit of a few things. And when we come on, I need to, here, hold on, make you the, so pinning, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, the other thing is I want to make you a co-host.
Yes.
So these are things that, yeah, we're going to start doing every single time. So that way, I get used to it. So it's automatic. Okay. So I guess it's really pinning and making you the co-host. Yeah.
Okay. So there's about a 30-second delay, but I'll keep an eye on the screen here and see when it pops over to the dual screen.
Okay.
And okay. So there's a need for the first podcast, the one on Tuesday. She needs to reschedule.
Okay. Okay.
And we are side by side on the screen now. So,
woo! Okay, good. Very good. We are moving on through these.
Yeah. I'm going to share my screen again. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have like a thing.
Okay.
A thing. How is it that you'll send me this live video? Will it be a link through email that I can like hop onto your cloud, or how does that work?
I have no idea. So, I'll just keep you updated because I'm learning as you are. I mean, it might be even, I might just send you something through LastPass again, and then you just like log into my Zoom.
Leave the video on Facebook for now, because if for some reason you can't download it through here, I could still snatch it off of there. It won't be as good quality, but.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good last resort.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Well, thanks for doing this with me. Your hair is beautiful. Did you re-get it done or?
No, it's just every time I wash it, it changes color.
I love it. I mean, it is such a good color on you.
Thank you.
Here.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be chatting back and forth.
Okay.
Right, bye. Have fun with Sir Mix-a-Lot. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.